the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, September 25th, 2012. Here, getting into the week. A lot of exciting stuff going on here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, managing the warp drive, and basically ready to answer your calls when you call on and to share your thoughts with the show. A reminder that RBN is still in the middle of a fundraiser. They're trying to raise money for new equipment, for expansion, maybe a new hamster. I don't know exactly. But right now, obviously, as you can tell from current events, we're at this turning point in history. We're going to be getting into that a little bit later on, some significant developments coming out of the United Nations here. But obviously, we are in a war, us versus the money junkies, the 99% or the 47%, depending upon your point of view, Mitt, against the 1%. And the 1% have all the money, and they use their money to get more money, and they use their money to lie to you. We're seeing that coming out of Monsanto and all these other companies like that, where truth is simply not a factor. And if you want to get accurate, hard information and unbiased, fair reporting, you need to go to the alternative media. That's us for public broadcasting, because we don't have large corporate sponsors yanking our leash. We're not beholden to a certain foreign government that wants to lie you into throwing your children onto the bayonets of their enemies. So we depend on the public for support. And doesn't have to be a lot. I know a lot of people, they say, oh, I'd like to donate, but I've only got 5 or 10 or 20 bucks. But you know something? That's going to help. Because if we have 1 million people donate just $1 each, imagine the tremendous good that could come from that. What a message that sends. The only way to get the big money influence out of politics and the corporate-owned media is for the little money to stand up united in the common cause of restoration of the republic, or the creation of a new republic when this one gets through in its death throes, thrashing around on the ground here. So go over to republicbroadcasting.org. There's a PayPal button there. There's also the online store. A lot of cool gizmos in there. I was looking through that the other day, and a lot of really nice little items for people to be prepared with and be ready to deal with some of the social upheaval that seems inevitable at this point. Or you can call 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719, and you can make arrangements to support us. Every little tiny bit helps. Remember, for want of a nail, the kingdom fell. For want of a nail, our Republic Broadcasting, you know, can fall. So we need every little tiny bit that you can send in. Doesn't have to be a lot, just every little tiny bit helps. So republicbroadcasting.org. All righty, let's see. Just a reminder that Claire will be joining us again on Friday, as usual. We're making that a regular thing to get her perspective on things going on in the world. I think right now the big news has to be Ahmadinejad's speech at the United Nations. And yesterday on this show, I speculated that this time when he spoke, we would not see such a huge crowd walk out on him like we did the last time. And boy, I wasn't prepared for this. The Israeli envoy got up and stormed out, and he's scowling at the cameras on his way out. Nobody followed him, not even the United States delegation. They sat there and listened to Ahmadinejad's speech all the way through. What an incredible diplomatic message that sent. Because nothing happens in that room just by accident or whim. Everybody's there with specific instructions from their government. And so for the U.S. delegation to remain listening to Ahmadinejad's speech, it sent a message to the rest of that room. The United States is not going to back Israel's belligerence any longer. And I imagine Netanyahu is basically banging his head against the wall by now. We'll talk about this a little bit more when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the speeches going on at the United Nations, and Obama just finished his, and the very startling reaction to Ahmadinejad's speech, where the Israeli envoy walked out as expected and nobody else followed him. And it quite a shock. Was even more than I expected. I figured there'd be a reduction. But, I mean, for the U.S. delegation to remain seated was sending a very clear, unambiguous message to the rest of the United Nations that the United States is not under Israel's domination, or not as much at any rate here. The corporate-owned media, of course, is out there trying to spin this as hard as they can. Speaking of the corporate media, yesterday when I was just going through the TV looking for something that wasn't the boring tedium or and something I've already seen 20 times in the last month. They were showing Fiddler on the Roof and Diary of Anne Frank. They're just loading on all of this stuff about, oh, you've got to love these people and hate these other people, and just constant Nazi this and Hitler that and all the rest of that. And, of course, always drag out the Diary of Anne Frank, which more and more people are coming to understand that, too, was a huge fraud. There was a real Anne Frank, and she wrote a diary that was age-appropriate to her. And, yes, she did die of typhus at the end of the war, but the diary as it's presented today has been rewritten. There was even a lawsuit. The ghostwriter sued Anne Frank's father, who stiffed him on the rewrite bill and stuff like that. So, anyway, getting back to corporate-owned media, the first time I saw the story about how the Israeli envoy had walked out on Ahmadinejad and nobody else had followed. The headline proclaimed, Ahmadinejad supports Holocaust denial, and then went into the story. Now, that isn't what his speech was about. His speech was about the rule of law. We have it posted to the front of whatreallyhappened.com, so you can see what it was he actually said. But the American media, and remember, it's been known by the U.S. Senate for at least 25 years, Israel bribes the prostitutes of the American corporate media to report the news in a way that supports Israel. So, of course, big banner headline, Ahmadinejad supports Holocaust denial. And he was talking about the rule of law, and the only oblique reference to the Holocaust Ahmadinejad made was to say that there should be no area of human knowledge that is immune from reexamination. And that's a very valid point. I mean, nobody got on Bob Ballard's case when he went down to the Titanic and started looking for fine details. Ballard isn't denying the Titanic sank. He went down to look for more details. And some of the old assumptions about the sinking of the Titanic turned out to be true and accurate, and a lot turned out to be very inaccurate. And that, of course, is what science and research is all about. But only in this one area of human history are you forbidden from asking any questions or reexamining the facts or going back with new technology to examine old truths. In fact, nothing more than the actions of those who protect this orthodox account makes it clear to all something's being hidden. I mean, I grew up with the orthodox account of the Holocaust. Oh, it was a horrible thing, those Nazis, what they were doing. And then as I started to become politically aware and start this blog almost 20 years ago, I started looking at how those who were saying, you know, we don't have the details correct, and just how they got slammed and funding would be pulled and they were smeared in the media. And I began to say, wait a minute. For these people to react this strongly on the topic of the Holocaust, they act like they've got something to hide. I mean, let's face it, if the orthodox account of the Holocaust is true, and these people saying, no, it isn't, are complete loons, then let them get up on TV and talk, make fun of them, and let them go away. I mean, nobody, you know, when somebody goes around saying that they've seen the Bigfoot, no, they're not thrown in jail. People who claim to have seen little green men in flying saucers, they don't have their careers ruined. Only in this one part of our awareness, if you will call it that, only in this one area of history is so much political and legal effort bent to never, ever, ever allowing questions to be asked. And questions ought to be asked because so many parts of it have already been disproven. The lampshades weren't made of human skin. They were made of goat skin. DNA testing on the bars of soap shows there's very little fat in them at all, and it's not human. It's pig, which is an embarrassment to all those people who've buried bars of soap in Jewish cemeteries and so forth and so on. We know from the lies about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction that we cannot trust anything a political or corporate media body can say. And with so much gray area around there, isn't it legitimate to go back with modern forensic and scientific tools and find out what's really going on? Of course, any time somebody does, they come up with a big negative, and Israel just screams and panics all that much more. A few years ago, I think it was some Australians took ground-penetrating radar up to Treblinka, which has always been presented as this place with all of these mass underground graves that were so full of bodies that when you walked on them, blood would geyser into the air from it, which anybody who's a physicist knows that that's not going to happen anyway. And the ground-penetrating radar showed nothing but undisturbed strata, basically laying exactly the same way it has since the last ice age laid it down that way. And so it is this hysterical protection of this official story. It is the actions of those who protect that official story that make it most clear something is being hidden. Now, all Ahmadinejad said was there should be no areas of knowledge that are off limits to reexamination. And that's a perfectly legitimate statement to make. And that's all he said. And so they did a big banner headliner, supports Holocaust denial. And by the way, it's not Holocaust denial. We know something really nasty happened back then. We also know we've been lied to a great deal about it. So maybe we want clarification. And so that's really what it is, Holocaust clarification. Let's get the true story. Let's set aside the ancient, uncouth truth, and find out what really happened. And that's all that Ahmadinejad said. And there's nothing really offensive in that, except to that nation, which bases so much of its political capital on waving Nazis and Hitler and everything at us day after day after day after day after day. So anyway, Ambassador Prosor was quoted in the Israeli media saying, quote, "It is a shame and disgrace to give the Iranian president a platform to speak about the rule of law." All right, let's talk about the rule of law here. Let's start with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran has signed it. So has the United States. Now, under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Iran is allowed to have nuclear power, medical isotopes, and other peaceful uses of nuclear power. Under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, Iran agrees to IAEA inspections, and rumor and innuendo aside, the IAEA's latest report confirms there has been no diversion of nuclear materials to a weapons program. Now, Israel has not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, despite repeated requests by the United States, the United Nations, and the IAEA. Israel does not allow IAEA inspections. Israel does have nuclear weapons, as confirmed by Mordecai Vanunu's photos of that secret bomb factory underneath Dimona, Germany's confirmation a month ago that Israel arms their Dolphin-class submarines with nuclear cruise missiles, and a confirmation of that same fact in the Jerusalem Post only 2 days ago. Documents from the former government of South Africa confirm that Israel was trying to sell clandestine nuclear weapons, which is the very activity the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is intended to prohibit. So, who is playing by the rules here, and who is not? And that may be one of the reasons why when the Israeli envoy walked out of Ahmadinejad's speech, nobody followed him. And the U.S. delegation, contrary to long-established obeisance, remained seated. And that sends a very clear diplomatic message to the rest of the United Nations that the United States is no longer going to automatically support Israel's agenda at the United Nations. Now, personally, if it had been me, if I'd been up on that podium and the Israeli envoy walked out, I would have pointed to the door and said, "The bathroom is down the hall and to the right." Which is why they do not allow me to speak at the United Nations. We got a caller on the line, Johnny in New York. Aloha, Johnny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Brother Mike. You're too funny with that bathroom comment. But let's go to one of your wonderful thoughts from the day from whatreallyhappened.com. If you want to know who rules over you, simply learn who you cannot criticize. And that's a Voltaire philosophy. And yes. I got that from What Really Happened. You know, Mike, we cannot criticize the Jewish people, the Zionist people. Otherwise, they're going to be thrown in jail. Look what they did to Mordecai Vanunu, who you just brought up. He was put in jail for how many years? 18 years?
Well, he was jailed for espionage. And, you know, and that was a risk he knew that he took. And the only reason it was a questionable deal is Israel kidnapped him from another country and took him back to Israel. They didn't go through extradition. They didn't honor their treaties. They simply have this attitude. They can go around the world and kidnap and kill whoever they want. But, you know, what you're saying about this situation, if you look at all the laws that have been passed to protect Israel from criticism, I mean, now out in California, they passed a new law out there saying that any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic hate speech and can be punished. And that absolutely shows who it is who at least thinks they rule this country. We're seeing the same laws up in Canada. We're seeing the same laws all over Europe. When Ernst Zundel was on trial in Germany for denying the Holocaust, and he said, "Let me present the historical facts and the scientific facts," and the judge says, "I don't care. I don't care if you are correct that it didn't actually happen. It's against the law to say it." And that basically tells you, as you say, when you want to learn who is really ruling you, who can you not criticize? We are protected by the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. We're allowed to criticize Obama. We're allowed to criticize Romney. He makes it so easy. But we can't criticize Israel. We can't criticize Netanyahu. You know, oh, we'll get slammed and attacked left and right. Of course, they've done it so much it's burned out. I've been called anti-Semite so many times, which is funny because I'm descended from Sephardic Jews. But who cares anymore? They've worn it out. They've lost the shock value. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Oh, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter? This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're still talking about the ramifications of the fact that the U.S. delegation to the United Nations did not follow the Israeli envoy out the door. Now, Netanyahu has been playing this sort of game of international diplomatic chess, trying to get the United States to throw their babies onto yet another of Israel's enemies. And that's a losing proposition, because Israel is making enemies faster than America can kill them. Now, Netanyahu has tried gambit after gambit after gambit, and he's not getting anywhere. In fact, he's probably starting to feel just a little bit checkmated. Nuclear threat didn't work after that whopper about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Setting red lines didn't work. Trying to influence the U.S. elections as a means of blackmailing Obama didn't work. APEC, excuse me, excuse me, my breakfast is fighting back. APEC didn't work. And so what is he going to do? He's basically down to two options. One is to just go ahead and attack Iran on his own. That is very dicey, because Israel can carry out the attack like they did to Iraq up at their power station at Osirak. But Iran is capable of mounting a massive counterattack that Israel probably is not going to be able to hold off. They will suffer tremendous damage if they don't have Americans to stand in front of them as bullet stoppers. So it really gets back down to the idea of a false flag attack. And one of the members at WhatReallyHappened.com just posted a story that we promoted to the front page now. Israel lobbyist hints that Pearl Harbor may be needed to get U.S. into war with Iran. Apparently last Friday during question time at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, the director of research at the pro-Israel think tank hinted that a Pearl Harbor-type attack might be necessary to get the United States to go to war against the Islamic Republic. So they're talking about it. They're thinking about it. They're clearly thinking about a false flag attack. And remember, yesterday the Jerusalem Post, along with admitting that Israel has nuclear-armed cruise missiles on their Dolphin-class submarines, confirmed that one of those Dolphin submarines is being kept just off the coast of Iran. So, would Israel fire a nuclear cruise missile into Iran to destroy something important? They could, but the political consequences of that would be devastating, because it would reaffirm that Israel has been lying about their victim status and threat all along, that they've had nuclear weapons all along, that they've been lying about that. The political cost of using the nuclear weapons in an attack on Iran is very, very great. So what if they flip that switch the other direction and they fire that nuclear cruise missile into the U.S. fleet? Then you've got this Pearl Harbor that this director over at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy is talking about openly at these luncheons. Now, Netanyahu is clearly throwing a tantrum right now. I'm not even sure he's mentally stable any longer. He's certainly not rational. He grew up politically in an age where whatever Israel wanted from the United States, Israel got. Money, American kids to throw onto the bayonets of Israel's enemies, weapons, support, veto protection at the United Nations. Netanyahu is not a man used to dealing with failure. He's not used to not getting what he wants. In many ways, he's just a very large, spoiled child, spoiled by decades of U.S. government acquiescence to Israel's will. And because of the United States, other nations also were convinced to go along with whatever Tel Aviv wanted. That's starting to fall apart. We're seeing it most clearly over there in Egypt, where Morsi is saying, heck no. So I think Obama has realized, and this is thanks in part to all of you who were forwarding along that little wisdom that no government can serve two masters. And I think Obama understands that more obeisance to Israel is going to cost him votes in November. And it's time to start breaking free of the chains. Now, a rational man would basically fold, retire from the game, but I'm not sure Netanyahu is rational. And now to hear that this Israeli lobbyist is out there openly saying, we need a new Pearl Harbor-style attack. And remember, that was the wording that was used by the Project for the New America Century in their policy paper, Rebuilding America's Defenses. They talked about needing a new Pearl Harbor, and by golly, one sure showed up. But Netanyahu's definitely in a stage of panic right now ahead of Israel's October elections, which, absent a major war to wave at the voters, he's probably going to lose, because the Israeli people are tired of war, they're tired of high taxes, they're tired of austerity, which means the money vanishes from their pockets and they get absolutely nothing back for it. Welcome to our world. Meanwhile, Ahmadinejad made the comment that Israel is basically bullying the U.S. into attacking Iran, and that's certainly the way Netanyahu's been acting. And Ahmadinejad also said that Americans should feel insulted if their government is taking their marching orders from Israel. And he's absolutely right. We do feel insulted. Also ashamed, disgusted, and royally pissed off. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. Jim in Alabama. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Great. There was an interesting interview last night on the Jeff Rentz show. I don't know. I tuned in about 10 minutes late this morning. I don't know if you covered it first thing, but apparently there is a
a report, policy paper?
Circulating between the intelligence community here in the United States.
Yes.
Have you heard that?
Oh yeah, this actually came out a couple of weeks ago, and we did cover it at the time. And basically, it is the unanimous opinion of every single United States intelligence agency that continued subservience to Israel is not in the best interests of the United States and the American people. And this is. This is something that a lot of people have been saying for a very, very long time. The American people understand that slavery to Israel is bad for us. We're losing our money. We're losing our children. The intelligence community understands that this continued servitude to Israel is damaging the United States politically around the world. We've lost our aura of moral leadership of the world. Certainly, the longer we are servants to Israel, the quality of life in this country continues to decline. Israel has siphoned off our very best industries and moved them over to Israel using our tax money to do it. It's just a completely one-sided deal. And nobody can say, every time you say, what is this special relationship between Israel and the United States of America? Because Israel's getting all the goodies and America gets all the pain. And nobody has an explanation for what this special relationship is. Personally, I think it's based on blackmail and outright bribery of our government. But there is no positive benefit to the United States of America by constantly being at Israel's beck and call. In fact, it is harming our relations with those OPEC nations on whom we depend for our oil. And that's really one of the weirdest things about this. Israel doesn't have anything they can send to us. They don't have enough oil for themselves. They're not exporting oil to us. All they're exporting to us are Dead Sea cosmetic products and stuff like that. Complete nonsense junk. The critical essential raw materials that this country needs to function are coming from the nations that Israel wants us to go to war against. And our nation is already overextended. We've exhausted our military. We've exhausted our stockpiles. Our weapon systems are all worn out and in bad need of repair. We can't continue to fight these wars much longer. And I'm sure this is one of the major reasons the intelligence agencies are saying, we got to quit now. You know, we're going to be dragged down into utter destruction. And, of course, Israel doesn't care. Israel doesn't care if the United States is utterly destroyed fighting Israel's wars and continuing to shovel money all over them. They're already hopping across the border onto Canada. That's going to be the new dog for the flea. And, you know, we need to start scratching. We, the American dog, need to scratch this flea off of us before we bleed to death.
Well, you got it right. You got it right, man. I'd been offline for a couple of months and hadn't realized that you were already aware of this. But it sounds like we're finally going to stand up and say enough is enough.
Well, it will be a fist fight because Israel has vast resources inside the country. We know at the time of 9/11, the largest foreign spy operation in U.S. history was being run against us by Israel. We know that Israel continues to bribe the prostitutes of the American media. We know that Israel has a lock on most of Congress through AIPAC. There are a precious few people in the federal government who are willing to stand up to Israel because Israel has demonstrated time and time again that anybody who stands up to them will be destroyed by hook or by crook or by small plane crash. And so it is going to be a monumental fight, and it's basically going to come down to the people of the United States of America saying, no more. We're not going to be Israel's wallet, and no, you may not have our children to die in Israel's wars. And mostly it's all about knowing this is what's been going on all along. The recognition that Washington, D.C. is an occupation government on behalf of a foreign power, and it has been for quite some time.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for the phone call. All right, moving right along, there's been a lot of talk about this circumstance where this supposed terrorist group, the MEK, has been taken off the terrorist list by the United States State Department. And people are saying, why do that? Well, MEK is linked to Mossad. It was through the MEK that the Mossad planted the so-called laptop of death on the U.S. government. This was a laptop that supposedly was stolen from somebody inside Iran that had blueprints for nuclear weapons on it and all this other stuff, so that the American corporate-owned media could say, see, Iran is the threat. We have to invade them. Send your children over there to kill them. And that got tracked back to Mossad as the source. So why delist them right now? Well, because the United States has run out of allies willing to fight Israel's wars alongside it. And now they're down to basically recruiting and paying terrorists. Remember, Al-Qaeda used to be the bad guys, and now they're fighting for the United States in Libya and Syria. And now they want the MEK to basically be a covert overthrow force inside Iran the way Al-Qaeda is inside Syria right now. So that's the reason they're taken off the terrorist list. Now the government can say they're now the opposition inside Iran, and we're going to start giving them guns and bombs and missiles and poison gas and everything else to try and basically bring down the government of Iran through covert operations. Same thing the CIA did back in 1953. When they overthrew the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh, because Mossadegh didn't want to cut huge discounts on Iran's oil to British and American oil companies. By golly, that bastard has to go. And they put in the Shah, they got the discounted oil, and the Iranian people suffered from 1953 to 1979 when finally they stood up and said, enough of this crap. And they kicked out the Shah, they created their own new nation, and the U.S. has just been in the huff ever since, because by golly, once we enslave a nation, they stay slaves. And so they had that aborted attempt at an overthrow or a coup d'etat 3 years ago. They got Saddam to launch the war between Iraq and Iran. That didn't work out too well. And so the United States government has this inability to admit there are some things it can no longer do. But by golly, they'll hold a grudge. I mean, they proved that with Cuba. How long ago did the Bay of Pigs happen and the U.S. is still embargoing Cuba? So, anyway, that's the reason for the delisting of MEK, because now they're going to be the good guys and we're going to support them in their struggle against the evil Iranian regime. We've always been at war with East Asia here. Meanwhile, over at Press TV, we're being reminded once again, this isn't news, but it's being put out today in light of developments at the United Nations. A prominent political analyst over at Press TV says the United States uses its veto power in the United Nations Security Council to protect Israel, which is true. Israel holds the record for the most resolutions passed against it by the United Nations, and the General Assembly resolutions are non-binding. Israel can ignore them with impunity, and it always does. The Security Council, every time they pass a resolution to try and get Israel basically back in line with international law and the UN Charter, the U.S. will jump up like a jack-in-the-box and go, veto, 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 veto. And because of this protection by the United States, Israel gets to go on doing what they've been doing in Palestine, in the occupied territories, attacking aid flotillas in international waters, and on and on and on. They hold themselves above international law. And if the United Nations had any gonadal tissue at all, they would kick Israel out. Because remember, Israel's membership at the United Nations had two conditions placed on it. Israel's the only nation at the UN whose membership had conditions on it. And the first condition was Palestinian right of return to their homes and villages taken from them when Israel was created. Condition number two, if the Palestinians chose not to return, Israel had to financially compensate them for their lost properties. Israel has not complied with either one of these conditions. Israel should be thrown out. All right, another phone call. Art, aloha. Art, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, howdy, bro. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening, and I'm almost at the point of just wanting to bust out in hysterical laughter because I'm afraid if I don't, I'm going to cry.
I know that feeling.
And for a guy who's seen 50 years come and go, crying in public is not a good thing.
It will get you talked about.
Did you catch Obama's little speech there at the United Nations General Assembly?
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Well, here's something I kind of want to comment, but first I've got to actually give his quote. The attacks of the last 2 weeks are not simply an assault on America. They are an assault on the very ideals upon which the United Nations was founded. And then another one, and I'm sure he was talking about those terrible, rotten Arab Muslims who attacked the embassies.
Yeah, I know.
Film. But then he said, there are no words that excuse the killing of innocents. There is no video that justifies an attack on an embassy. There is no slander that provides an excuse for people to burn a restaurant in Lebanon or destroy a school in Tunis or to cause death and destruction in Pakistan. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. How do you justify what we've done in Afghanistan and Iran?
Or Pakistan, or these other places. I mean, you know, Obama is still selling the big lie that all of these protests and riots across the Middle East have nothing to do with U.S. foreign policy. They love us. They really do. They're just overreacting to that silly video out there. And, of course, I don't think anybody at the U.N. Assembly is buying this stuff. You know, those are smart people. They understand the reason Arab Muslims are angry with the United States of America is because we're bombing them. As a matter of fact, for Obama to say there's no justification for killing innocent civilians, somebody just completed a study that says in these drone strikes into Pakistan, for every one suspected terrorist that dies, 50 innocent bystanders are also killed. Those are innocent lives. And if Obama says there's no justification for that, why does he continue to send the drone strikes into Pakistan?
Yeah, I mean, that was going to be where I was going to go next was, what about the drone strikes where all of these civilians die and no terrorists are killed? Well, how do you justify that? I mean, this man is just...
We meant well. We had good intentions. Therefore, we have not done something wrong.
Yeah, I know. I have to ask myself, either one or two things need to take place. Either this man needs to start taking drugs or stop taking whatever it is he is taking because he's completely
Or maybe
lost.
He needs to take a lot more of it.
I think he's just a narcissist.
Of course he is. Anybody seeking that kind of political office, you know, they're monomaniacal, they're sociopathic, they're narcissistic. They see themselves as major figures in the history of the world, even if that history turns out to be very negative, which is certainly the direction we're going right now. And that was another reason why the founding fathers of the United States of America wanted to decentralize the power, put it out in the states. The federal government were just caretakers and arbitrators. And the president originally, his job was simply to execute the will of the Congress. That's why it's called the executive branch. The president was not supposed to be up there making these declarations and executive orders and just stroke of the pen, law of the land kind of thing. The founding fathers understood that if they put too much power into a single person, inevitably the wrong kind of people were going to seek that office, do anything at all to get that office, and once they had that office, do anything at all they wanted with it. And the founding fathers tried to set up a system to prevent that from happening, and it did work for a while, but obviously it has been perverted and mutated into something truly horrible in the history of the world.
I totally agree. And one other thing, and then I'll dip on out and let you continue on. It's starting to look like Obama is going to win re-election.
Yes.
So, I would recommend for all of you listening, take a lesson from Bill Clinton's re-election and do what I did. It wasn't 6 months after Clinton was re-elected when I started hearing a bunch of people complaining about Bill Clinton. When I asked them who they voted for, they said Bill Clinton. So, if Obama does indeed get reelected, and God, I'm afraid he is, I really don't see how Romney can win this one, but if he does, and you hear people complaining about Obama, and you ask them, who did you vote for? If they say Obama, tell them, shut up. You didn't figure out the first 4 years. You got exactly what you deserve by giving them a second chance, just like you did with George Bush and George Bush. Anyway, Mike, thanks a lot, bro. I'm out.
All right. Well, barring, you know, this new Pearl Harbor that this Israeli lobbyist is talking about to spark a new war, or barring the complete collapse of the economy, it does look like Obama is going to win. Romney is self-destructing. I mean, that nonsense about the airplane window shows he's just a complete, total moron. And he reminds me very much of, there was a time in history where the Merovingian king, just before the Catholic Church came in and kicked them out and put the Carolingians on the throne, where the governance of the Merovingian kingdom had deteriorated to the point where the kings really had no power at all. They were just propped up figureheads. They were called the feeble kings, the enfeebled kings. And that's what Romney is. He's a moron. He looks good on camera, and he says what you want to hear, but he's just a front guy for interests behind him, which is Wall Street and Israel at this particular point. I refuse to vote for the lesser of two evils. If Ron Paul is not on the ballot, I'm not bothering to vote in November. And yes, because of what they did to Ron Paul, the GOP has set itself up for an epic loss, not just the White House, but the Congress as well. And they did it to themselves. I have no sympathy for them. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter whether Obama or Romney wins. The same policies will continue. Remember when Obama was campaigning in 2008? He campaigned on, I will change the course of the nation set by George W. Bush. And he didn't do it. He kept on with the same policies, concentration camps, torture, endless war, more bailouts to Wall Street. Nothing changed with the election of the president. Nothing's going to change this November either. The only difference I can see between the two of them is that an Obama in his second term is going to be less likely to be influenced by Israel and Wall Street than a Mitt Romney in his first term, desperate for his second term. That's the only difference I can see between the two of them. And so I think Obama's going to win. I'm not going to vote for him, but I think he's going to win. All righty. Meanwhile, over in Egypt, and proving once again that more and more of the outlying provinces are breaking away from the great American Roman Empire, the Egyptian president has basically said that the United States has to start taking a more even hand in Middle East policies and stop backing Israel all the time. And remember that Israel has also made promises and commitments and treaties that are not being enforced. So mercy is putting Palestine back on the table, something Mubarak would never have done. And that's why Israel is missing Mubarak so much. But it's basically showing that mercy is now becoming a figurehead and focus for the anti-American, anti-Israel anger brewing in the Middle East. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. It's someone
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Mike, somewhere on the East Coast. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Hi, everyone. Doing a good job, Mike. I just want to make a couple of comments. Some of the hosts I've been listening to, throughout the radio stations and websites. A lot of them are just kind of going back and forth on the two voters that we have, the two presidential
candidates. The two candidates, yes.
Well, here's the point I'm trying to make. They're trying to, this is good and that's good and this is better than that. And I'm tired of the comparisons. They're both evil people, period. No more discussion. And I would like to have the people in this country to stand up and demand that the third box on that ballot for the president should be put in as none of the above, period. We've got to get rid of these people. That's the only way I can see you can do it. Unless both of them obviously come off the campaign trail and come off their buses and fall down and break their necks.
Well, you know, we could also, you know, an asteroid could come down and hit them or something like that. But you're absolutely right. In the next nation that we start, we need to have a binding none of the above on all elections so that we are free from this idea of always having to choose the lesser of two evils, which is still going to be evil. We have learned that the hard way these last 12 years now. And it's a stupid way to run a country, unless you're one of the evil money junkies who are just making the, you know, wealth hand over fist from the suffering of the people here. But I don't like Obama, and I don't like Romney. And really, it's, you know, one pile of bovine excrement over here with the blue flag and another pile of bovine excrement over here with the red flag. And I, you know, I'm staying home. I think most GOP, go ahead.
People need to wake up. They don't need to wake up. They need another step in the right direction. And I think that's definitely going to be one of them. We demand that the third box be put, none of the above, and send these damn lying, backstabbing perverts out. And there's something else I'd like to see happen, too. Take all your congressmen and fire every single one of them. Take away their benefits and their retirement plans and tell them that their friends and their families and themselves need to have medical attention. Get in line.
I would agree with that, but none of these changes are going to happen under the current government. We need a regime change here in the United States of America. We need a pro-American government in this country. And I say that in the light that what we have now is not what was intended by the Founding Fathers. We need a pro-American regime change to get back to the America that we all were told we were living in. But it's not going to happen.
If I'm not mistaken, if I remember the vibrations and I hear the echo once before by a great host on RBN, America first, America second, and America third.
I've heard that. I've heard that around. Thank you very much for the phone call. We got to let you go. We're coming up on our station identification here. And, you know, I'm already starting to work on a list, the blueprint for the new America, and I'm putting all these wonderful suggestions in there. And I'll probably have it up on the website sometime in the next week or two where people can look at it and comment and put in their own input, because we need to start planning what the new government is going to be now, because this one clearly is not going to last a whole heck of a lot longer. So we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back after just a minute.